That's the way Abaya learns. So according to Abaya, that they don't make, they're not that much off. They're only off by half an hour, or else an hour, or else a mashu, or else they're not off at all. That's all. So the Gemara, also Rafuna, Bred, Rav Yehuda went, Omo l'shmaita talkaim with the Rava. He went over and said this halach in front of Rava. Omo, and Rava said like this, how could that be? Uma ilu daikinun, fahani sadi. Let's say we would be, daikinun means be exact. Ask the Edom exactly what did you mean. And if we ask the Edus, that the one that said the third hour, he'll tell us, really I meant to say, I saw the murder take place at the beginning of the third hour. And if we'll go later and ask this Edus that said he saw it the fifth hour, we'll ask him, let's ask him exactly, what did you mean? When you said the fifth hour, what part did you mean? And he'll tell us what he really meant to say was the end of the fifth hour. In such a case, you're telling me now, those Edus will be bottled. Because you tell him now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only make a mistake in 1 hour. And here, that one said the beginning of the third, and one said the end of the fifth, the 2 hours difference, they're for sure lying, and the Edus won't be good. That's what comes out according to Abaya. So, Frech to Rabbi Bazoi, Rabbi Edus Mochashis. In this case, they're called Edus, that are say, they conflict one and the other, and they're not called good Edus then. V'loi Katlinen, in such a case, you don't kill the person, because you don't have good Edim. If one says the opposite of the other, when they contradict one another, that's not called Edus. Or Bezoi, V'yanan, Nekav, V'nikto, Misveiko. So Rav is asked the question according to Abaya, how could you ever kill them in such a case? Like you're telling me, if one Ed says he saw at the third hour, and one Ed says he saw at the fifth hour, we believe the two Edim according to Rav Yehuda, and we kill the murderer. Why? Because we say, most probably, the one that said three meant the end of the third. The one that said five meant the beginning of the fifth hour. That's what we say. Do we know that for sure? No, we don't know for sure. Just we're going to say like that. That's why we'll kill him. Correct, Rava, that can't be. If we have a suffix, we're in doubt what the Edus mean. Maybe really the Edus that said the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour. And the Edus that said the fifth hour meant the end of the fifth hour. And if that's what he really meant, then the conflicting Edim, and we don't have any Edus, so we can never kill on a suffix. Rachmana, the Rachmana Omar, the terrorist says there's a cloud by Edus, especially when they want to kill somebody. Vishoftu Edu, Vihatsilu Edu. The terrorist says true, Vishoftu Edu. There's an Indian, go to Mishpat, go to a Dayan. Or there's an Indian, there's a mitzvah upon the Shaftim, upon the Dayanim, Vihatsilu Edu. The Bezin is, supposed to try and look to save the murderer. You're supposed to go and try and look Chusin to save him, not to kill him. So here, if we're in doubt what the Edu meant, how could you, Abaye, say we use these Edus to kill the person? No. If we're in doubt what the Edus mean, if there's a tzad, the Edus, or Mukhachash, are conflicting one or the other, we shouldn't use such Edim. The Torah says, Vitilu, always try and save the murderer. Try and look for schusim for him. Like, try and say these Edim are not good. So how could you tell me that in a suffix you kill somebody? Elo Amar Rav, Avad Rav says like this, the Pshat is, no. L'divir Rameh, Korint Rameh, Odom Toyeshte Shois. According to a Meyataka, a person makes a mistake 2 hours. Chosem Mashu, missing a little bit. We'll soon see what the Hezbollah is. And a Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Odem Toyesholesh Shoyes, Chosem Mashu. A person makes a mistake, it's normal, 3 hours you could be off. It's like this. The Divrei Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meyer, Odem Toyesholesh Shoyes. It's normal for a person to be off by 2 hours. Chosem Mashu. So, Maisik Yevi, when did the murder really take place? Either at the beginning of the second hour, or else at the end of the third hour. And one of these two Edim made a mistake 2 hours, and still they're good Edis. In other words, according to Ravam, we have to look the most opposite way it could be, still it's kosher. That's the only time we'll use these Edim. So the Edim that said the second hour, we have to be afraid, maybe he meant the beginning of the second hour. And the one that said the third hour, maybe meant the end of the third hour. And still we say these Edis are good, is the Pshat, even if they really meant that they're 2 hours apart, still we say they're not lying. It's possible people make mistakes in 2 hours. That's why you kill the person. That's according to Rav Meir. And according to Rav Yehuda, they make mistakes 3 hours. Odim Toyeshos Koshmashu. When did the killing take place? Even the beginning of the third hour, or else the end of the fifth hour. One of these two Edim, one of these two Edim made a mistake by 3 hours less a little bit, and still we said a kosher Edim, because it's normal a person could make a mistake by 3 hours. We don't say he's lying. They both saw the murder take place the exact same time. Now one person thought this was the beginning of the third hour, and the other one thought this is the end of the fifth hour. Even though the mamish 3 hours apart, Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that's normal for a person to make 2 hours difference, 3 hours difference. That's why you can't save him at all, because these two Edom are not called conflicting Edom. It's normal. They're not lying. So that's the way Rabbi learns. Yeah. All right, let's stop here. You're holding off Yud Beis. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh, that by Edus, it was a Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, that Reb Meir said a person says at 3 hours, and one person says at, the Shiloh was again, the what? That was Reb Meir Shita. Reb Meir yells, if you say 2 and 3, it's good. More than that is possible. And Reb Yehuda said, no, even 2 and 5 is also kosher. Even 3 and 5 is also kosher. So Shaila, how much of a mistake do they make? So Abaye wanted to say they only make a mistake in half an hour. That's all they make a mistake, according to Reb Yehuda. And according to Reb Meir, they don't make a mistake at all. Now the one that said 2 meant the end of the second hour, and the one that said 3 means the beginning of the third hour. That was Abaye's pshat. So Rav answered back, very good. Rav asked the kasha, how could that be? If you have a suffix, what the Yedis meant, so how could we kill with such Yedis? The Torah says, v'shofetu eidah v'tzilu, ho'eidah, that you're supposed to try and save the person, not to kill them. So you have Yedis. One eid says it happened the second hour of the day, and the other eid says it happened the third hour of the day. Now, according to Rav Meir, we say they don't make any mistakes. If they don't make any mistakes, the chura, they're lying. One said 2, one said 3. Why do we say this? Why do we say that this one meant the end of the second, and this one meant the beginning of the third? Why should we say that? Like Rav's kasher is, at least there should be a suffix to us, that maybe the one that said 2 meant 2, and the one that said 3 meant the end of the third hour, and then the shakron and they're lying. That's Rav's kasher back to Abaye. Like, how could you, Abaye, say they don't make mistakes? He meant the end, and he meant the beginning. Who said so? Maybe the one that says 2 means the beginning of 2, and the one that says 3 means the end of 3. And in that case, you can't kill. So how can you kill according to Abaye? That was Rav's kasha. Now, the Mefarshim answered, the pshat from Abaye is, he also has a chazaka. You have two Edom coming in front of us. One said it happened the second hour of the day. One said it happened the third hour of the day. Now, stamazoy, a person is becheskes kashrus. We should never mind the two kashra people here. So stamazoy, we should say they're not lying. If they're not lying, the cheskas kasher is, so I, how come you're saying 2, you're saying 3? So pshita, we should say, that you said 2 means the end of the second hour. That you say 3 means the beginning of the third hour. Because everybody has a cheskas kasher. Like, stand a person, we meet up, we say he's kosher. Why should we say he's lying? So that's the svar in Abaye. So mainly because of the chazaka, cheskas kasher, we would say that's what he meant. And then echanami, we have a right to kill the person. But Rava holds no. That's why we need a postik. The postik says, Vetilo Eido. Now the postik says, anytime you have a doubt, if the Edom really are telling the truth or not, even though the Rachazokis, they say, telling the truth, try and save the person. That's why when Rav asked the Kasha, he Dafka brings down a postik. Like some of Farshim asked the Kasha, why does Rav need a postik for? That's Pshitam. A suffering the Farshim, you can't kill somebody. If you have a doubt if that person really killed or not, Pshita, there's a chazaka, you're not allowed to kill a person. You only have a right to kill somebody if you know for sure Vada he killed. Now here it's a pashta svara. We have a suffix. Are the Edom liars or not? So how could you kill? So why does Rav need a posik for? In svara we should say you can't kill. So that's the way they answer. Even according to Rav, no, you need a posik. Because really, when two Edom, they're kosher. You meet up with two people, the Mestam, we say they're kosher. So when he said the second hour, he said the third hour, we said they're not lying. He meant the end, he meant the beginning of the third hour, and they're not lying. Now, Rav is kasher, since there's a Mefarish Apostle, v'shofet tu eidah v'tzilu eidah, that you have to go and try and save the Edom, save the person. So anytime there's a doubt, what the person means, the slightest doubt, don't go boss of the chazaka, but rather say it's a suffix if he killed or not, and the melee, we can't kill him. Tell all my Rav. Rav learns like this. The machlok is like this. Ledivir Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Adam toyish tei shoyis, chosa mashu. A person, it's normal to make a mistake for 2 hours. At least in the Gemara's times, they didn't have watches yet. They used to tell the time by looking at the sun. It was possible, it's normal to make a mistake 2 hours. We don't say they're lying. We say the two Edom made a mistake. Ledivir Rav Yehuda, Adam toyish tei shoyis, chosa mashu. According to Rav Yehuda, it's normal for a person to make a mistake 3 hours. How does that follow? Ledivir Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Adam toyish tei shoyis. A person makes a mistake 2 hours. Chosa mashu, less a little bit. What does that mean? That one eighth said it happened the second hour of the day, and the second eighth said it happened the third hour of the day. So we say, Maisa ki hevi, when did the really murder take place? Oy betchila shtayim, either at the beginning of the second hour of the day, so one eighth is right, oy besayf sholosh, or else that the second eighth said it happened the third hour, he meant the end of the third hour. Still we say they're not lying. Both eighths are telling the truth. I once said it happened at the beginning of the second hour, and once said it happened at the end of the third hour. The shot is, v'chad minayu k'toyi be'shoyis chosem ashum. One of the two eidim made a mistake. Really, let's say at the beginning of the second hour. Why did the second eid said it happened at the end of the third hour? He made a mistake. According to he calculated the time, right now was the end of the third hour. So they're not lying, they're telling the truth. Just it's normal for a person to make a mistake for 2 hours. That's pshat in Rameya. Ledivri Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, Odim toye sholoshoyis chosem ashu. No, a person can make a mistake for 3 hours. Like we said in the Gemara's times, at least. Now you don't have this heter anymore. Remember, when I was in Yeshiva, learned this Gemara, we used to tell our Rebbe, okay, tomorrow we're coming 3 hours late to Shir. But it is now stop shot, because now we have watches, we know what time it is, you can't say this. But in the Gemara's times, they didn't have watches, so you can make a mistake 3 hours, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Is Maisik Yavi, when did the killing take place? Oy betchila sholosh, either the beginning of the third hour, oy besayf chomish, or else the end of the fifth hour. So really there are 3 hours difference between the two eidim. One eid says, we saw Reuven kill at the beginning of the third hour of the day, and the second eid says, I saw the same Reuven kill, and I thought it was the end of the fifth hour. Now, v'chad minayu k'toyi sholoshoyis chosem ashu. One of the two eidim made a mistake by 3 hours, so we say they're not lying, they're both telling the truth. No, why do you say 3 hours later, I made a mistake? And that's a normal thing to do. So therefore, everybody has a cheskas kashrus. So when two eidim come to Bezdin and say, we saw this Reuven kill somebody, even though one says two, one says five, we say, mistama, they're still telling the truth, they're emis, and they just made a mistake, they miscalculated the right time. So the Gemara Tanan. We learned the Mishnah in the Gemara and Mishnah in Sanhedrin, ho yubayt kenoisai v'sheva chakiris. Whenever you had eidim, so Rashi says, li eidim nefoshes. Whenever Eidim came to Bezdin to say, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So they want to say, Eidim now to kill somebody. So the Dalocha, Bezdin has to check out these two Eidim, Bisheva Chakiris. They have to ask them 7 special questions. What are these 7 questions they have to ask him? Be'ezeh Shavua, which Shemitah are we in? Rashi says, Be'ezeh Shavua means Shemitah. Be'ezeh Shemitah Shoyovel, Sheyesh Be'sheva Shemitahs. A Yovel is a thing of 49 years. It's divided into 7. So in which 7 years, in which Shemitah are you holding in? B'yezer Shona. Then you have to say, B'yezer Shona, which year of the Shemitah are you in? B'yezer Chodesh, which month of the year did it happen in? The Kama B'chodesh, what day of the month did it take place? B'yezer Yom, what day of the week did it take place? That's what Bezdin asked each one of these Eidim separately. They asked each one separately. B'yezer Shor, what hour of the day did it happen? And B'yezer Mokim. These are the 7 questions that the Eidim have to answer. They have to answer these 7 questions. We'll soon see why not. Why? V'tanya, and we learned in a Braisa, Ma ben Chakiris Labdikis. Hey, these 7 questions are very important 7 questions that are called Chakiris. The other questions we ask him, like, how did he kill him? What did he use? A knife? What clothing was he wearing? Those are called B'dikis. Those are the time we ask other type of questions also to see if they're telling the truth or not. Those are called B'dikas. We check out these two eidim with other questions also. Now the Braisa there says, what's the difference between these 7 questions and any other question? Chakiros. By these 7 questions of what day and what time and what place, Omar Echidnem en Yodeya. Let's say one of the two eidim say, I don't know. I don't know what year of Shemitah it was. I forgot which day of the week it is. So even though he says, I don't know, Eidusen v'telom. We can't use these Eidus to kill the person. They're no good Eidus. The Eidus are both, so you can't use them. We'll soon see why not. Mashenken v'dikos. The other questions that Bezdin asked the Eidim, the Moshe, they asked the Eidim, do you remember what clothing was Reuven wearing? Was he wearing a black shirt or a white shirt? And the Eid says, no, I don't know, I don't remember. And there he says, Afilu shneim oimrim, einonu yoidim. Even if 2 of the Eidim both say, no, we don't remember what type of a shirt he was wearing. Still, Eidusen Kayemis. They're not lying. We don't see them contradicting one the other. We say they're both telling the truth. Either they don't know what shirt he's wearing. That's normal. They didn't look at the shirt. They just saw the way Reuven, they saw his face. They saw the way this person, Reuven, killed Shimon. So they're saying, hey, this now, Reuven killed Shimon. Even though they don't know what shirt he wear, that's not that important. As long as they don't contradict. If one would say he wore a black shirt, and one would say he wore a red shirt, then we'd also say the Eidus are no good. Because we see they're lying. That's not true. Either one or the other. But if they both say we don't know, there's no contradiction here, we still have the Eidus are good. The Avina bought, and the Gemara asked the question, why is that? My shino chakiris, or my shino bedikis. What's the difference of these seven questions, the chakiris, if they say they don't know what time, what year, what place, the Eidus are no good. Mashenka by bedikis, even though they don't know, still the Eidus is good. What's the difference? The Yamrina and the Gemara answers, Chakirois, by the seven questions, the seven Chakirois, Omar Echad Nem Eni Yodeya, if one of the Eidim says that he doesn't know what day of the week it was, what month it was, if he doesn't know that, Eidusim Betela, we say the Eidus are no good, it's bottle the Eidus. Why? To have lo Eidus, Shiyat Yochol Yazima. These are called Eidus that you cannot be Mekayim the Din of Hazoma. The Indian of Azoma, that's the beginning of Masech Tamakis, the Gemara talks about the Parsha Torah, Edim Zemimim. Edim Zemimim means, like two Edim now came and said that we saw Reuven kill Shimon Sunday morning. Now two other Edim come and said to these two Edim, how could you say Sunday morning you saw Reuven kill Shimon at the Beverly? At Sunday morning, you were with us, someplace else in San Francisco you were with us. So how could you say, Edis, that you saw Sunday morning play Reuven killed here in Los Angeles? We know that that Sunday morning you were with us someplace else. That's called Edim Zemimim. That the Locha is, we believe the second pair of Edim, and the first pair of Edim, they get Misa. They get the same thing that they wanted the other people to get. We give it to them. Kasha Zomim Lachas Liyachiv, we do back to you. The same thing you wanted to happen to the other person, Bezim does it to you. That's the cloud, that's the Pasha of Edim Zemimim. Now, how could you have Edim Zemimim? Only if the first Edis say specifically what time it happened, what day it happened. If they say it happened Sunday morning, now it's possible that two other Edim come and say, Sunday morning, you weren't there, you were there someplace else. But let's say the first two Edim don't say what day of the week it was. So it's not possible to Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama then. Because the first two Edim didn't say what day of the week. So if you'll have another two pair of Edim coming and saying, how could you say you saw him kill here, you were with us? They would say, I was with you a different day, but the murder took place a different day. Hey, so if they don't say what time, what year, what place, what hour, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama. And that's the cloud. Eidus are only good Eidus if it's possible to Mekayim the Inyan of Hazama. If it's possible to say that another two Eidim could come and say, how could you say that Eidus, you were with us at that time. So therefore, the first pair of Eidus are only kosher if they answer these seven Chakiris. You need these seven Chakiris to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Hazama. Like Rashi says, Devil Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. The Rachamon Noma, the Pasuk says, V'dorshu Ashreftim Heite V'hinei Eid Sheker Heid. V'yathisim Like Ashazom Lassis. We do to these first pair of Eidim what they wanted to do to that Reuven. So we dashin, Eidus Shiat Yochel Lekayim Bo Teres Hazoma Hevi Eidus. If the first pair of Eidus are such Eidus that it's possible to have a Din Hazoma, they're good Eidus. V'loi, if the first pair can't have a din azoma, loi. V'yazoma einu elo, what's the klal of azoma? V'imanu ha'yisem, v'yoyse ha'yoyim v'yoyse shor shatim oimim sharisim eidizu. At the same time you said you saw this murder take place, the second pair of eidim tell the first pair, you with us someplace else, how could you see it? V'mokim zeh ha'yisem imanu v'mokim pleini. V'chi'amri b'yechad mihem. Afilu v'chakirais d'yeze shor. Eni yodeya. Now if the first pair of Edim don't answer the question what hour of the day it was, shuv eina yochol leimel lo imanu ha'yisad g'yeze shor. The second pair can't say back to the first pair, you were with us at that time. Because they didn't say at what hour it took place. Yeah. So v'chitav Rashi, v'im toimer at yochol azim adeh hayoim. But I call upon him, you could be mekayim the mitzvah hazama by the day. Let's say the second pair of Edim say, that whole day, Sunday, you were with us someplace else. So even though they didn't say what hour of the day, but as long as they said Sunday, it's still possible, Hazama. The same thing 1 week. As long as they say which week it is. So the Edim could say, you know, you say that week you saw the murder in Los Angeles, you were with us the whole month, you were with us someplace else. So really, even though you're missing one or two of the questions of the Chakiris, you really could have the Inyan Hazama. If the second pair of Edim, let's say no, that for the whole month, you were out of town. So if we saw you a whole month someplace else, and now you say any time of that month you saw the murder, it could be Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama. So why do we say you have to answer all the Chakiris? It'd be enough just to answer one or two. So Rashi answers, Rashi, Yom Kol Yom Yisim Lonim, Mihu Botzer Lo Teres Hazama Min Hachakiras Hashoyis. You're taking away a little bit from what Hazama really could have happened. Rachmana Ribu Shevach Hachiras. This is Gzeres Hakosiv that Bezdin has to ask Eidim these seven questions. The Gzeres Shova, the Hate of Hate of Sanhedrin. We learn it out from the Pasuk and the Gemara Sanhedrin. So since we have a special Pasuk to say that the Bezdin has to ask him these seven questions, we say, who are then the Inyan of Azoma has to be able to be Mekayim from any one of these questions. So even though if you're missing just one of the questions, even though you could have Azoma from the other six questions, but as long as you're missing the one question for the Azoma, already the Aegis is no good. In other words, we have to hear from you even exactly what hour of the day it happened. So then it's very possible to have Azoma. And Aid could say, that hour of the day, you weren't there, you were with us. But if you didn't say what hour, so the Edim can't be mazim you for that hour of the day, that's also part of the Gzeres HaKosev, the Edim is no good. So that's why the Chakiras, you have to answer. If you don't answer them, the Edim is no good. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Now what's Nogei to us? For the Gemara by us now with Shver. But by B'dikos, Edim Shati Yachol Azimu. But by B'dikos, even if they say that we don't know what clothing is wearing, so what? That doesn't stop Hazama. Hazama can still take place. Even though you don't know what clothing he was wearing, but as long as you answer the first six questions, we could have a din Hazama. Now the question is, Vyomarta, if you're going to tell me now that Toyin Shikuli Hai, that according to Rav Meir, people make mistakes in 2 hours, and according to Rav Yehuda, people make mistakes in 3 hours. Now one of the questions of the Chakiris is you have to ask the Edim, what hour of the day did you see the murder take place? Is the Chura, when they answer back the hour, it's also Nami Edis Shiat Yochel Azimihi. It's no good Edis. Why? The Amri Mita Katinun. Because we say we made a mistake. Like in Moshe. The two Edim say we saw the murder take place Sunday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when we saw it. So now, two other Edom are going to come and say, how could you say at 6 o'clock? You saw the Edis, 6 o'clock, you were with us someplace else. You know what the answer? True, we were by you 6 o'clock. We said we saw the murder 6, we made a mistake. Really, the murder took place 7 o'clock. Really, the murder took place 9 o'clock. But according to Rebbe, it's normal to make a mistake for 2 hours. Or it's normal to make a mistake for 3 hours. So how do you have Hazama? With hours, in hours, you could always answer yourself to say you made a mistake. If you're going to tell me now, like Rava learns, that even by Edus, it's possible to say you make a mistake for 2 or 3 hours, so Azom is not possible by the hour. If you say you saw 6 o'clock, and now they say 6 o'clock you were with us someplace else, so what? I'll answer myself, true, I didn't mean 6 o'clock, I made a mistake. Really, I meant 8 o'clock. Why did I say 6? I make a mistake, 2 hours. So again, you can't have Azom by hours. And the Gemara, that's not so schwer. As the Gemara, the Yavin and Lahu, Kula Til Sayu, Eino Chanami. To be Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama by the hours has to mean the Hazamim say you with us completely like 4 hours, so that there's no way out. If you said it took place the murder 6 o'clock in the morning, so then the Hazamim say, like from according to Rameya, from 4 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the morning, you're with us someplace else. So even if you're making mistakes 2 hours, still you're lying. You're with us all those 4 hours. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say 3 hours before and 3 hours afterwards. So it's possible to mekayim the inyan Azama. Mor says, and the Gemara, the Yamri Yemitikatidim, the Yavinin Lei Kula Tu Sayu. We have to give a leadway of these extra 2 or 3 hours that it makes a mistake. The Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Yavinin Lei Metchila Ashor Rishayna. Like let's say the person said, I saw the murder take place the 2nd hour of the day. So backwards, we let you have a leadway, maybe you made a mistake, maybe really it happened the 1st hour of the day. But more than that, we don't do, Rashi says, because between day and night, nobody makes a mistake. So the 1st hour of the day, that means like Netzach Hamam, you can't make a mistake, maybe it was before that, because before that it's dark outside. So if you say it took place the 2nd hour of the day, it's possible it happened the 1st hour, and you made a mistake. So 1 hour before we'll give you, and Mitchila Shor Rishayna, Ad Soif Chomish. Until the end of the 5th hour we give you, according to Rameya. Because you say now it happened the 2nd hour. Maybe the 2nd hour meant the end of the 2nd hour, and you make a mistake 2 hours, so we give you till the end of the 5th hour. Or Vedinu really, Dinesav Lomi Koritz Fei. really beforehand you should get more than 1 hour, more than just the first hour. Ella ben yomam alayla letoyinchin. But that's pshit, you can't make a mistake between day and night. So once you go before the first hour of the day, it's night already, you can't say that I made a mistake, because between day and night nobody makes mistakes. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, now according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yavinan loy mitchila shor rishoyna v'yad soif shishis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you give him from the first hour of the day until the end of the sixth hour. Now when you want to make hazama, you have to say that whole Sunday morning, from the first hour of the day until the end of the sixth hour of the day, you were with us someplace else. So that's a good hazama. You said the murder took place the third hour of the day, you're a liar. Because even if you say you made a mistake, but we say that whole morning, an extra 3 hours, you're with us someplace else. Therefore, you're lying now. So it's possible to make kind of the mitzvah hazama. Like Baruch Rashi says, we have Yehuda, Rashi. The Yomer Adem Toya Gimel Shoyis. If Yehuda says a person could make a mistake for 3 hours, is merely Yavinu Lo Lahanech the Sholish the Chomish. We give him the third and fifth hour. The Ari Rabbi Yehuda Behen Metchila Shor Rishoyna. From the beginning of the first hour, in other words, you have two Eidim here. One Eid said it happened the third hour of the day, and the second Eid said it happened the end of the fifth hour of the day. So Mela, for the one that said the third hour, he can make a mistake 3 hours before, so we give him until the first hour of the day. But more than that, we don't give him, because between day and night, nobody makes a mistake. Now who are the one that makes fifth hour, we give him till the end of the sixth hour, not more. Rashi says, Metchila Shor Rishoyna V'yad Soif Shish. Or the Baal Sholish, the one that said third hour of the day, Yavin Lakamei Rishoyna Ushniya, or the Dimel Dnesel Atzvei, like we'll soon explain. Really, we should give them more hours, but more than the first hour to the sixth hour, we don't give him. We'll soon explain why not. Mer explains now. Or the Dinu, really, the Dnesel Lo Mikor Atzvei, like the one that said it happened the third hour of the day, we should give him more than the first hour, because he can make a mistake 3 hours beforehand. Ella, the Pshat is, though, Ben Yamam Alayla Lo Toyinchi. People don't make mistakes between